Last two Mishnayos here in Perek Beis and Masechet Shabbos. As we lean in toward the beginning of Shabbos, we finish our pre-Shabbos preparations. So the Mishnah tells us, Vav al sholosh averos nashim mesos b'shas leidasan. At a time that a woman gives birth, so she is in an acute sakana, in a dangerous situation, and therefore they need the merit of three specific mitzvos that were given to women. Al she'inan zihiros, if they're not careful, God forbid, it could be dangerous for them. Benida, in the mitzvah of nida, of taras mishpacha, family purity. Bachala, when it comes to taking a portion of the dough, and in the old days giving it to the kohen. Today in chutz laretz, it's only derabana and the zecher, but we still take it and burn it anyway. Ubahadlakas haner, and with lighting neiros Shabbos. These are three specific mitzvos which are unique to women, and therefore they have a special merit of them when it's time for childbirth. The next Mishnah says, so now we're almost ready for Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin, Shlosha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomer Besoch Beisor Erev Shabbos Imchashecha. Right before it starts to get dark, a person has to say three things, because the onset of Shabbos kicks in. We have what's called Tosefa Shabbos. At least 2 minutes before sundown, a person should accept upon themselves Shabbos. Sundown is the technical beginning of Shabbos, but there's actually a period after sundown called Bein Hashmashos. We're not sure, the Gemara says, when exactly night begins. Does it begin right after sunset? Does it begin some period after sunset? So that twilight period between Bein, we call Bein Hashmashos, between Shkia, sunset, and Tzeis HaKochavim, lights are out, the stars have some light, the medium-sized stars have light, that period is called Bein Hashmashos. We're going to treat that like Shabbos for most things. But before it gets dark, before Shkia, before Tosefa Shabbos, a person, Tzorach Adam Lomer B'soch Beiso, a person should say in their house, inquire, and the Gemara says a person should be sensitive and thoughtful about who they're asking and how they're asking, what kind of tone they're using. Are they creating stress in their home environment, or are they creating, is it more of a curious, collaborative question? Erev Shabbos Imchashecha, Friday afternoon before it gets dark, Isartem? Whoever is responsible for this, did you take Meiser from the food we're going to eat over Shabbos? If you're living in Israel, there are requirements of taking Trumas and Meisers. Eravtem? Have you put down an Eruv? In those days, they would worry about an Eruv every week, potentially. We have it once a year. Usually the rabbi takes the Eruv, puts it for the whole community. That's Eruv Echatzeros. And there's also Eruv Echumen if you want to stretch your ability to walk from one community to another, from one city to another. You have to put down an Eruv before Shabbos. You have to put down food. So we said, check, do you do that? And Hadliko Asaner, this is not a question. You could see, if you come into the house, you see the lights are on or not. You have to say, please make sure, turn on the lights before it gets dark, before it's Shkia. Safik Hashecha, once it is after sundown, and we're not sure, maybe now it's going to be 3 stars out, Tzeis HaKochavim, Safik Eina Hashecha, we're not sure if it's dark, Ein Ma'asrenes Havadai. You are not allowed to tithe, because it might be Shabbos already, and there's an Isur D'Rabbanan to quote-unquote fix the food by tithing it. Ve'in madbilin es hakelim. You can't toivel kelim, because that is fixing them to some degree. Ve'in madlikin es haneros. You certainly can't light Shabbos candles, because that could be a malacha d'oraisa. Avol ma'asrin es hadamai. Damai is something which is produce that belonged to someone who is called an Amaretz, which in the times of the Talmud was a specific category of ignoramus, who was not reliable. We're not convinced that he probably did, but we're not convinced that he took off the appropriate tithes. But since he probably did, it's not considered complete fixing, so you're allowed to take out those tithes yourself if you purchase that produce or receive that produce from an Ama Aretz called Demai. This is the produce, Demai, it's unsure. Uma Arvin, and you can make an Eruv Chatzeros, which is not a full construction of something. However, you can't make an Eruv Tchumen to go to another city, because that's more of a substantive tikkun. And Vitomnin esachamin. There are restrictions on hatmana, which means encasing. So the restrictions of encasing usually are on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, when you put a dish into, let's say, the oven to warm up, you cannot take something which is mosif hevel, adding heat, like a heat blanket, or something that conducts heat very strongly, like aluminum foil, and wrap around the entire pot, because that's a problem of hatmana. Even some consider a crock pot a problem of hatmana. We assume that it's not, because it's not covered on top. But on Shabbos, there's also an issur of hatmana. You can't take something even which is ain't mosif hevel, even a blanket. On Shabbos, you can't take a hot pot of chalent and totally encase it, even with a davar she'eino mosif hevel, that doesn't add heat, like a blanket. But this rabbinic restriction of not encasing something in a blanket on Shabbos is permitted if you hadn't done it before Shabbos, if it was still ben hashmashos, it's still in that twilight period before Tzeis HaKochavim.